Is there a motion to extend?
Janet Kay, I move to extend 10 minutes.
Then we move to extend 10 minutes.
I second.
Is there any objection to extending this report for 10 minutes? Without objection, we now go to the substitute motion that Brian made to add Margie and Raul. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Janice Lane Lewis.
No.
Brian Evans Seegert.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
No.
Janet Kellgren.
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson.
I vote yes.
Lydia Brisson.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes, I vote yes.
Thank you. Adriana Castanez.
Yes.
George Ryder. George, pound, pound one.
Yes.
Janet Coleman.
I pass.
Doreen Roberts votes yes. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Thank you. Benito Diaz.
Yep.
Heather Gray.
No.
You say no?
Yes. No. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Janet Coben, you pass.
Yeah, I.
Janet Coleman.
No.
One moment, please. I have 10-5.
Okay.
Pardon me, what was the vote? I'm 10-what?
5.
Okay. Jose Luis Fuentes for the stack.
We got some first.
Janet Kay for the stack.
Let's finish the you hadn't called where the chair is voting. The chair is not voting. So the substitute motion passes. We'll now go to the main motion.
So
substitute has the main motion.
Okay.
Point of information, what are we voting on?
The substitute motion now becomes the main motion, and we're now voting on the main motion.
Okay.
It's still subject to discussion and amendment.
Okay.
Jose Luis Quintas for the stack.
Okay, Jose Luis for the stack, yes.
Okay. So, I move that we hire an ERISA attorney to look into this profit-sharing plan, as we have no profits at Pacifica. We are in the red, and to tell us which way we need to go in order to either stop this plan or what alternatives we have. But we need to hire an ERISA attorney to guide us through this. So my motion is that the interim executive director hire an ERISA attorney to guide us on terminating this profit sharing plan, as we have no profits.
Point of information.
Yeah, point
order,
of
Brian.
Order.
Is there a second to this motion?
Yes, Margie second.
Point of order, Brian.
Yes, Brian, what's your point of order?
We haven't disposed of the other motion yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the main motion.
Yes.
Okay, yes, we need to go to the main motion for the vote.
So this isn't in order till we vote that one up or down, because it's a different topic.
That's
well,
right.
It's a substitute, isn't it?
No.
No.
No. That's correct. We have to vote the main motion, and we get back to Jose Luis' motion. We have to vote the main motion up or down. Okay, Madam Secretary, could you call a roll on the main motion, the substitute motion that became the main motion?
Is there objection?
Is there any objection?
Yes.
That's been an objection, Madam Secretary.
I objected before, so I have to object again.
Okay, Madam Secretary, could you call a roll on the substitute motion becoming the main motion of adding Margie and Raul?
Janet St. York?
No.
Brian Edwards Teeter?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Abstain.
Janet Coburn?
Aye.
Margie Wilkinson?
Aye.
Different sheet. Olivia Bresson?
Aye.
Kim Coffin?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
Aye.
Adriana Castaneda?
Aye.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Doreen Roberts votes C. Manish Shea, right. Jim Brown?
Aye.
Benito Diaz?
Aye and aye.
Heather Gray? You're choppy, Heather, again?
No.
Okay, thank you. One moment, please. Ten, 4-1, Chair.
Okay, Chair is now voting.
Jose Luis Fuentes for the stack.
Okay, motion passes. We now have Jose Luis, yes.
I'd like to renew my motion that the interim executive director hire an ERISA attorney to advise us on whether we need to contribute any money for past years, as we've had no profits in the past 5 years, and how to terminate these plans legally.
Point of information.
Before we get to that, is there a second to that motion again?
I'll second it so we can talk about it.
Okay, and who is the point of information first?
I heard Janice and somebody else.
Point of privilege, please. I'm sorry, Chair?
Yes, Doreen.
Would you ask the member to please email those motions?
Okay, yes. Could you all email those motions in?
Thanks.
Jose Luis, I'm sorry.
There's only one, I think.
Janice, you had a point of information?
Yes, given the comments made by our fellow board member, my question is, how are we paying for an ERISA attorney when, in fact, we are in the red? It would be my question if we can find a pro bono service for this action.
Jose Luis, you want to briefly respond to that question?
We might be able to find someone pro bono. There is, I forget her first name, but Sid Champion is an ERISA attorney who litigated against SEIU, dealing with trustees, and these particular issues we're involved in, so she knows the area, and she depends on what the interim executive director can do and how charming she is. I'm sure the champion would give us a highly reduced rate or might do a lot of it for free or just tell us what we need to do.
Thank you.
Okay. I have a point of information.
This is Kim.
Right.
I was next as a point of information, but I'd rather be on the stack.
Oh, so you said you want to be on the stack.
Yeah, I mean, my question has sort of been, I want to be on the stack, yeah.
Okay, we got you on the stack, but first I think I heard George. Before we get to George, was there another point of information?
And Janet Coleman. I had one.
Okay, George, then we got, Janet, you're saying you have a point of information.
Yeah, question. Are we in this contract in any way engaged with a union? I mean, is a pension plan part of any union contract currently?
Absolutely.
Or has it is?
All of them.
So, in other words, we are choosing to challenge what's already established.
Okay, Janet,
I just want to be clear as far That's a point of information, Tony.
He answered your question. She said yes.
Okay.
Then we can, I think the next person
Mr. Chair, we're at time on our extension.
Okay.
Okay.
I move to extend.
How long?
10 minutes to finish this conversation and the vote.
Okay, it's been moved to extend 10 minutes. Is there a second?
George, I'll second it.
Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes?
I object.
Been objected. Okay, Madam Secretary, could you call a roll for extending this for 2 minutes?
May I ask a parliamentary question?
Yes.
It's 9:48, and we promised to we'd indicated that we were going to close this meeting at 10 o'clock. And I'm wondering what process I need to use to actually get the committee motions dealt with. Can we cancel the or extend the open session? Not just 10 minutes for this, but maybe 5 minutes for this and the rest of the, how do I do that?
Well, first we got to vote on extending this item for 10 minutes. They want to extend the time for the to deal with the agenda, then the members can extend that time.
Okay.
Point of information.
Benito, what's your point of information?
If we were to make a motion to extend time beyond 10 o'clock, don't we have to do it before 10 o'clock?
Yes, we got time to do it, but...
No. So would it not be prudent?
But first, before we go to the, we got a motion on the table to extend time for 10 minutes. We got to do that's not a debatable motion. Madam Secretary, could you call a roll on extending the time on this item for 10 minutes?
Janice Lanier.
Yes.
Brian Edwards Peter.
Abstain.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Abstain.
Janet Coburn.
Abstain.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Lydia Brathon.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
Lawrence was yes.
Adriana Castanet.
Abstain.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Green Roberts votes no. Jim Brown? And here, Jim. Benito Diaz?
Aye and aye.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Jim, are you there? One moment.
Yes. Jim, yes.
Okay. One moment, please. 10-1-4 on extension.
Okay. Extension passes. We're extended for 10 minutes. I'm sure our timekeeper is going to keep us up to breath. The next person on the stack was George.
Yeah, I want to speak against this. Whereas some contributions are voluntary, 2% of the employee's wages are not. And that's by union contract. And the way this motion is written, it's how can Pacifica get out of paying these back dues that are due the workers that we agreed to pay by a union contract? I can't see how Pacifica can possibly put itself on record for trying to get a lawyer to do that. We should vote this down.
Anyone else for the stack on Jose Luis' motion?
Yeah, Jose
Brian,
Luis.
Sir? I'll be on the stack.
I'll be on the stack, too, Chair.
Lawrence?
Yeah.
Janet Coleman and Lawrence.
Kim
was
thoroughly
on the
support
correct?
George Ryder's suggestion. This is a no-brainer hearing.
Okay.
Don't violate a union contract.
Okay, Lawrence and then Kim.
And Brian.
Yeah,
and then Brian.
Not violating union workers. No. No.
Margie wants to be on the stack.
Okay, Lawrence, and then Kim, Brian, and then Margie.
Benito, point of information.
And Serene has been trying to get on the stack. Can you hear me?
Yes. Benito, what's your point of information?
And then Janet Kay.
Okay, I got Kim, Brian, Margie, was it?
Yes.
And who else was it?
Janet K.
Janet K. All right. Finito, what's your point of information?
Yeah, I would just ask the maker of the motion or anyone else, is there a means to honor the contract? I mean, would it be a question of changing the plan provider, the company, and in order, and but at the same time maintaining the contract, or the, or are you, or does this necessarily mean breaking the contract?
Margie, did you want to briefly speak for that? To that?
Well, I can't find Jose Luis's motion because I wanted to offer an amendment that takes out the line. I think we need to talk to an ERISA attorney, not because I'm interested in violating union contracts, but because I think we're this is a very complicated issue, and I think we may be, you know, walking in dangerous territory, and I totally agree with people about. I didn't see the language, and I'd forgotten that he said that when he said it. So I want to whatever. I don't see Jose Luis's motion on my screen. What I want to do is amend it to eliminate any reference to union contracts and simply authorize me to contact an ERISA attorney. And I will tell you that I've been thinking about that, and that the person that Jose Luis recommended was also recommended to me by someone else, and there's another firm that where actually one of the partners has given a great deal of money to KPFA. So I think there's a good chance that we can find an attorney who would at least talk to us free of charge about this, and I do feel we have the need to talk to an attorney. But, oh, wait, I'm rattling on. My amendment is to delete the language in Jose Luis.
Margie, I know you. I'm going to have to wait to call you on the stack to do your amendment.
Sorry.
You were just responding to a
point. I apologize. I apologize.
We got Kim. Kim?
Okay. I'd like to make an amendment that there be a committee or a couple of people choosing an attorney, and that we ask this attorney also to find out why the auditor said it had been paid in 2012 first, to find out where that money went if it did in fact go into the account as the auditor said it did. It's my amendment.
Is there a second to that amendment? You're saying set up a committee? There's a second to that amendment.
Second to Kim's
amendment.
Two parts
of it. To set up a committee to choose an attorney and to find out why the auditor said it had been paid in 2012.
Okay. Any discussion on that amendment to the motion to set up a committee?
Chair.
Point of order, Brian.
Yes, Brian. What's your point of order?
A motion to create a committee has to specify the number of seats on the committee and the manner of their appointment.
Point of order.
Also, Chair. This
hey,
is Serene.
Serene, what is that point of order?
Yeah, what happened to Mark?
It's a question about where these motions are. I don't see them in writing. In her reiteration, the member changed the motion. So
Jose Luis, could you get your motion in? And Kim, could you get your motion in?
And I need to know what we're voting on. She initially said, she initially said she wanted to know where the money went. She didn't say it in the last iteration of it. So what's the issue? What's the motion here?
You said she wanted to set up a committee. And Brian called a point of order that you're going to have, I think you have to name a number of people on the committee. Is that correct?
This is Kim.
Is that a point of order? Or if not, then we're going to, could you get your written motion in?
Adriana's
trying to speak.
Adriana, you had a point of order?
I have a point of information.
Yes, what's your point of information?
I need a motion in writing to know what we are discussing, please. Thank you.
Okay, we have to get the motions in. Is there any further discussion on Kim's motion to set up a committee?
Brian here.
Yes, Brian. I heard Brian.
Well, Janet Kay, I have a point of information.
What's your point of information, Janet Kay?
Wasn't there a second part to Kim's motion
We don't know until she submitted in writing. She said a number. We got to get it in writing first before we can respond to that. I know she said a committee. But, Brian, you were going to speak to this.
Yeah, and I will speak as the only person on this call who's a beneficiary of that pension plan. Well, I guess Janet is too.
What?
You know, I
Janet.
Janet Fulman.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, sorry.
Look, I think it's reasonable to look into what we can do for the plan. As an employee, I have concerns that that plan's expenses may be too high to justify maintaining two separate retirement plans, that it might be more efficient to roll those mandatory contributions into the 403B, if that's legally permissible. But at this point, that's not a question for an attorney. That's something that has to be bargained with all of the unions that have this in their contracts. I heard Margie say she thinks talking to an attorney is a good idea, and she has some in mind who might do it for free. I don't think this requires a binding board resolution. She can talk to them. It's part of her job, and she can float ideas by the unions. And I think if it's reasonable, if it saves the foundation's money, and particularly if it saves the workers' money, it'll go full steam ahead. But, you know, the only legal problem we're confronting right now is that we've had a contractual obligation under our collective bargaining agreements to deposit money in this pension plan for several years, and we've missed it. I would say I would urge voting down both motions.
Okay. Is anyone going to speak to Kim's motion?
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
I have the motion here in front of me. And reads to hire a committee of three. We need to hire three people to choose.
To choose a committee of three.
Okay. That the attorney first find out where the FY 2012 went, that the auditor said, this motion has nothing to do with we are voting. I think that is not well thought. If you have a motion more clear than this, I can discuss it. But I don't understand what you're trying to do here.
I'm trying to find out where the money went.
Kim, you have
Janet
a good record.
That is a different point. I'm sorry.
Janet K. For the stack. Janet K.
Okay. So I'm a little confused about the second part of Kim's motion. It's my understanding that the pension contributions get paid in the following year, not within the same fiscal year. So it's the 2012 fiscal year audit would not show the 2012 pension contribution in the 2012 audit. I don't know. It would show in the 2013 audit, which apparently there's no, we don't see any contributions in this, whatever we have, the information we have for 2013.
Okay.
This is Kim. I can answer that.
There wasn't a question, she was just speaking. But if you want to quickly respond to that, yes.
Well, the auditor said it had been paid for 2012. You say it couldn't be, so I don't know. This
so
is a mystery, why the auditor said it had been paid for FY 2012.
The audit says contributed during, not paid for.
Okay.
Whatever. Where it's the same amount as you're saying it accrued in that period, the exact same amount as has been accrued. There are discrepancies, and we can argue about it, but I don't think we're going to, we haven't made any progress on this, and it seems to me this is very confounding.
Point of order?
Okay. Yes, Adriana, what's your point of order?
It's 10:02.
We extended for 10 minutes. Are we out of the 10 minutes, Mr. Timekeeper?
Exactly.
Yes, we are.
Okay, let's go to the vote. We have two items we're going to vote on. We're going to vote on Kim's amendment for a committee, and then we're going to vote on Jose Luis' original motion. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll on Kim's amendment to set up a committee?
Janice Van Lewis.
Yes.
Brian Edwards.
Nope.
Jose Luis. Jose Luis.
Abstain.
Thank you, Janet Coben.
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson.
I pass.
Lydia Brethorn.
No.
Jim Kaufman.
Yes.
Don Reyes.
Absolutely no. No union busing.
No.
Adriana Castanez.
No.
George Ryder.
No.
Janet Coleman.
No.
Doreen Roberts votes no. Jim Brown. Can't hear you, Jim. Benito Diaz.
No. Jim,
no.
Sorry, Jim?
Yeah, no.
Benito?
Yeah, I said no.
Okay, thanks. I'm sorry, you guys spoke at the same time. I just want to clarify. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Janet Coben?
No.
Margie Wilkinson?
No.
One moment. Three, 11, 1.
Chair's not voting. Amendment fails. We'll now go to the motion, the original motion by Jose Luis. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Janice Lane Lewis.
Can you read the motion again, please? It's been a while.
I don't know where it's...
Madam Secretary, could you briefly tell us the motion?
Can you read it to us, please?
I'm getting to it. Move that the IED hire an ERISA attorney to advise on whether Pacifica has any obligation to fund benefit plans and or how to legally terminate benefit plans.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Janice Lane Lewis?
Pass.
Brian Edwards-Peter?
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Coben?
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson?
No.
Lydia Brethorn? I didn't hear you.
I said no.
Okay, thank you. Kim Kaufman?
I'm going to abstain.
Lawrence Reyes?
No, the union busing attorneys, no.
Adriana Castanez?
No.
George Ryder?
No.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Doreen Roberts votes no.
No.
Jim Brown?
No.
Benito Diaz?
No.
Heather Gray?
I'm abstaining.
Janet Lane Hewitt?
Abstained.
Janet Coben?
No.
One moment, please. I have 1-11-3.
Okay, chair is not voting. Motion fails. We're now out of time unless there's a motion to extend for this public session.
Point of information, this is Brian.
Yes, Brian, what's your point of information?
Does the CFO feel he has any pressing business to address in the agenda CFO report?
Just regular business, nothing of urgency right now.
It's all urgent.
Mr. Chair?
Janet? Yes.
I call for an adjournment of tonight's meeting.
Okay, since there's no motion, you're making a motion to adjourn the public session. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any objection?
Yes, I'd like to hear a CFO report.
Madam Chair, could you call a roll on a motion to adjourn? I guess we're out of time, so I guess we're all
fine. If there's no motion to extend, we adjourn automatically.
Yes.
Well, you were asking for that motion.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're adjourned because our time is up. We'll now go into closed session. Thank you all for your service. Thank you.
Is there a closed session?
Yep.